For your Monterey Bay boaters forecast, the northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. The wind waves 2 feet or less. Northwest swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds, and some drizzling out there. Tonight, the west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east after midnight. The wind waves 2 feet or less. Northwest swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds, and some patchy fog. On Sunday, the northeast winds will be 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. And the wind waves 2 feet or less. Northwest swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. I have some current temperatures for you here. Watsonville's at 60 degrees. Monterey at 60 degrees as well. And Salinas at 66 degrees there. Here at KSCO Studios in Santa Cruz, we're at 62 degrees. The official time is 10:06 and 54 seconds on this Saturday, July 12th, 2008. Up next, we do have the Saturday special with MZ. So stay tuned. This is KSCO 1080, and I'm Nikki James.
You certainly are. And there's a white page in here that says Saturday special topics, July 12th, 2008. And ooh, that's all it says. The rest of the paper is white.
It's white and empty?
Yeah, it's empty.
Oh, great.
What does that mean?
That means fill in the white lines.
how are we going to fill up 2 hours?
Well,
no particular topic, no particular guest. I think people are getting tired of that. Are
I
you
don't
getting tired
think
of that?
So.
Oh,
no.
good.
I've had
good.
So
we'll
many
to...
comments on our karaoke, I'll tell you what.
Well, maybe we'll have some time to do some of that, but with not without
the
written lyrics. Because I don't want to sound like more of a fool than I am.
You're not a fool. Come on.
It's bad enough.
It's bad,
bad enough already. I feel very, very good today, though, Nikki.
Good.
Because, because you know how the best thing about losing something is how good you feel when you find it.
Yeah, for sure.
And my precious, 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 precious yellow jacket.
Ooh.
The one that was a gift to me
from
Tom and Judy DeVilbiss years ago.
Oh, okay.
They used to go up to Domaine Chandon, you know, up in the Napa Valley, this great winery. And they thought they bought me this wonderful yellow jacket. And I wear it all the time.
Awesome.
It's the most comfortable yellow jacket. I was so upset because I couldn't find it for 3 or 4 days.
Where'd you lose it?
I didn't really lose it. It was in the bottom of all my bleep in my car.
Uh-oh.
But I felt
clean out the car
so much bleep in my car that, I feel so good.
It's time to clean it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, Rosie tried to embarrass me intentionally the other day when I walked into the radio station. You were here. When the community sang. We were hoping like 950 people would show up, and 30 did. I mean, it was a horrible letdown, but we had a great time nonetheless. And I walked in as the yellow boy with my yellow trunks and my yellow short and that yellow jacket.
Okay.
All right. So
good job. Glad you found it.
Yeah. Now, what I haven't found is the... You know, the stuff on the computer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to come get it for you, but why don't I just play it?
You want to just play it in there?
I got
it. You know how to fade it down so I could talk over the music and the donut and all? You know how to do that.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, ready? Take it away. 1, 2, 3.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. Tunes and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Good morning, good morning. I want to be in time with the music here, you know. So, welcome to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose, Silicon Valley, all the ships at sea. It's MZ, and Nikki is the pilot in command here, and we're going to do a potpourri type show today, which means all kinds of stuff is going to be here. Listen.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Probably the special fanfare music, probably that, or yeah, because
you got fanfare.
I'm not in the mood for any controversy today. Are you?
No, I'm not. Let's not deal with that.
Here. Although there is, well, I am interested in someone's opinion.
Whose?
Everybody's.
About?
About about Michael Olson's promo that he produced, I don't know, I guess about a week ago, you know, about the fires and how we've been received so many thank yous.
Yes.
You have that?
I might be able to find
it. Yeah, while you're finding that, and what's more important for you to find, the Saturday special special fanfare?
I've got fanfare right here.
Okay, let's just play that while you're looking for the other thing.
I'll do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Did anybody hear that? Did anybody hear my muttering?
I heard your muttering. Are you a mutterer?
I didn't want anybody to hear my password.
Oh.
That's my password. Well, didn't
all
hear
heard,
all of it, did
no,
they?
No, I just heard.
Little, oh. So you really didn't.
I didn't know you were a mutterer.
Like no. Well, yeah, I didn't know I was either, but I just realized that, you know, when the music went down, that I could hear a little bit of myself here, and that's not good, especially when I'm uttering. Okay. Now I am in my email box, and it will be up for the entire program, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to send me an email, you can do this anytime. But if you want to do it and you want to be part of the program, it's the address is mz@ksco.com. But I really need to find something here. Did you find that thing, that promo that we were talking about?
I'm still looking for it. Do you know what it's called?
No.
Specifically?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But you know what? You know what I should do here?
It was played a couple of weeks ago, though, right?
No, it's been playing this week. I even heard it this week.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we have this comment line at 429-2222. Real easy to remember comment line phone number. People are not allowed to make complaints, but once in a while someone does, and this is a complaint. I really shouldn't even play this on the air because it's encouraging people. It could have the effect of encouraging people to do what they're not supposed to do. And that's called a comment line with anything other than praises, particularly for Kay and me.
Well, you're never going to get that.
Well, okay. So,
but that's okay.
All right. So here, listen to this. I think this is the one here. I don't hear anything. Like, it's not playing at all. Do we have a problem with the computer?
What? Or you're playing it on B?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is your computer pot up?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
This
is awful. Because it's playing, but, I mean, it's not really playing.
And it's, it's the voicemail?
Yeah, it's a voicemail. Let me open this one up and see if this one plays. Maybe there was something, maybe that was corrupted or something. No, it's like we don't have any, it's like we can't play anything from in here.
I'll come in and check it out.
So have you found that promo?
It's a promo for fires?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me go check an old log real quick.
Okay, never mind. So, we could talk about what, I'll just fill in the blank here, the blank white thing here. I want to give my respects to Tony Snow. Very, very sad news today. Tony Snow passed on. I was hoping he would beat the colon cancer thing, but obviously he did not. Very fond memories of the man. This talk about a guy that everybody liked. Everybody loved this man. And I didn't really know him, though I met him. In fact, Kay and I sat next to Tony Snow, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, when he was being interviewed by Alan Colmes in New York at a live talk radio function. And he was just a prince of a guy, just a very nice person. And then, you know, after Alan was finished interviewing Tony, he interviewed Kay and me about being, you know, independent radio operators in a world where not too many independent radio operators exist any longer. So anyhow, I'm very, very sad about that. But So all I can say is, I guess what you say at a time like this is hopefully he's in a much better place. And who else? Another famous person died today. It's always in threes. In fact, I think there was, I can't remember who the third one was. Michael DeBakey, the doctor who came up with the, he was a heart transplant doctor, I guess, for in the 60s and 70s. And he, I guess, is most remembered for coming up with the bypass surgery techniques, you know, that are so much in use today. But he lived a long life. Geez, he died. He almost made it to 100. He died at 99, I guess, either early this morning or yesterday. And oy vey, that's so sad. But that's not nearly as sad as the Tony Snow thing. So, all right. All right. Well, the computer is throwing us a curve here by not playing anything. It's coming up. And so,
I've got it.
You've got the thing here?
I totally got it.
All right, good.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead and play it, please.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you for all of the thank yous. Hello, I'm Michael Olson, speaking up for all of us here at KSEO, your local radio station. KSEO has received what seems like thousands of telephone calls from listeners over the past few weeks thanking us for our coverage of the fires. We thank you all for those calls, as they mean so much to us here at KSEO. However, if you really want to express your appreciation for what we do for you, we ask that you keep in mind the true heroes of local radio, the businesses that advertise on KSCO. The best way to show your appreciation, of course, is to think of them first when you need goods and services. If you support them, they will support us, and we will support you. That is community, and we are local radio.
KSCO.
Once again, thank you all for the thank yous from all of us here at KSCO.
And I second that motion, don't you?
Yeah, I don't understand what the complaint would be.
Well, and I can't play the damn complaint. That really bothers me to know, because the computer's working fine. That brings up the email. I click on the attachment, and it just doesn't play. It just doesn't play. It's like there's something wrong with this particular software or something.
Okay.
Maybe I can email it to you later. Anyhow, long story short, we have a caller who sent a voicemail. Who recorded a voicemail at our comment line, 429-2222, basically said that was a pretty classless thing, that spot that you just heard, because it sort of commercializes an unfortunate occurrence, which, of course, is the series of fires that we had here in Santa Cruz County over a three-plus week period. And to me, I don't agree with that. But, you know, there might be something to that. And I thought I would put that out as a topic. Damn, I wish I could play the darn thing, because I hope I did as good a job as... Was there anything not... You already said you think that's okay, but...
Yeah,
Yeah, 479-1080 is the phone number to give us a call if you want to weigh in on that. I think that is exactly what you should do, not only as an expression of thanks for... a job that I think our station did just amazingly well, and that is fire coverage.
Absolutely.
And suspending all the normal programming.
I had so many people tell me that was just such a blessing for them.
And why is it wrong for us to talk about that?
Exactly.
On the other hand, maybe this caller who said that, you know, I really like the radio station, I think highly of it, but... That was classless, and that shouldn't have been done.
Well, was he correlating in the fact that we mentioned Think Local?
No. Well, you were able to play that spot, and like I said, maybe after a break we might figure out another computer. I might be able to email.
I'll put the break together.
You know what? We'll... Can I email this to you? Do you mind giving your email out on the air? Well, you could. Okay, I guess you do, because you wouldn't. If you didn't, you wouldn't be pausing too much here. All right, we can go to a commercial break, and then I'll email it to you, and then you can open it in your email, and maybe you can play it then.
Okay,
maybe
cool.
We shouldn't make such a big deal out of this thing, but to me, it's fascinating. It really is, because maybe the person has a point. I don't think so. All Michael was doing was saying, hey, you know, thank you for thanking us, mm-hmm. but the real people you want to thank are the advertisers. Without the advertisers, we ain't going to be here.
Mm-mm.
And I say that's what you do all the time, not just to thank us for covering a fire nicely. Yeah. You know, that's what you do all the time. So, whatever. Open mic potpourri program. There's something in the news, in the local news here. They're talking about creating a labor, some sort of, not a labor shelter, but a labor facility. You know, a day labor facility. Have you heard about that at all? This is for in Santa Cruz, a place where people can go and pick up, you know, people who just want to work labor jobs for a day or two or something like that. If you have a particular job where you don't want to hire somebody and you don't want to hire a big contractor and have to pay all that. And I say, it's a neat idea, but I mean, don't we already have that? Aren't there a bunch of people for years and years outside of what used to be Kmart and what is now, what is it, Home Depot and Safeway and Best Buy and that whole section there that used to be, and also in front of Lumberman's, which they now call it Lumberman's, and it used to be San Lorenzo Lumber, and before that it was Santa Cruz Lumber. Anybody who needs day laborers can go there and get their day laborers. What do you need to go to a special facility for that needs funding and a bureaucracy and everything? But maybe I'm wrong there. That could be a particular topic.
I mean, it would be, I think, good for them to have a place to go specifically that was actually searching for work for them. But
there are actually commercial enterprises that I didn't even know about that have been in business for years. And if there's anybody out there, particularly who's white, particularly somebody out there in KSCO land listening right now who's white, the reason I say that, and I'm not being racist, ladies and gentlemen, I'm making an observation. And that observation is, I don't know anybody who does manual labor who's white. Everybody seems to be brown skin or you know, some sort of, foreign, us Caucasian Americans just don't seem to want to do any work at all these days. Now, present company accepted. You are white, Nikki. I am white. And we work very, very, very hard behind the microphone here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is very, very difficult manual labor, right?
Well, yeah, this is one of my three jobs, too.
And we deserve to be patted on the back.
I think we should.
But do you agree with my observation?
Actually, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Why is it that nobody who's white...
This area.
Nobody who isn't... nobody who's white wants to work anymore, doing any kind of a thing that takes any kind of effort. I mean, isn't it good for your physical prowess and everything? And isn't it good for your health? Isn't it good?
Oh, it's very good, yeah. I think it's good for you, totally.
Now, my understanding
I think people have become immobile and they just prefer to not move around, which is why I think we have health issues.
Right.
You know?
But you don't, because one of your other jobs is, are we allowed to say it?
You can say it. I'm a tile setter.
That's amazing.
It's fun.
That's fun and it's creative.
It is.
And when
I love it.
When you look at, you could, so there's something tangible when you're done that you could feel proud.
It's almost an art.
Swollen.
It is, yeah.
Almost an art. It is an art.
Well, it is an art. Okay, thank
for
you.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a blast.
Okay, so let's, you know what? There's a brand new Caves commentary that should spur some conversation here. There's a call. We do have a couple of callers, do we? Do we have a couple of callers? Okay, we have a couple of callers. Who is this? Who is this caller? Oh, you're screening it, so we don't know who it is. Anyhow, 479-1080 if you want to call the Saturday special. And bring up a topic or comment on some of the things that I have said. And I'm just blown away, gang, that that nobody who... nobody who's Caucasian seems to, you just don't see anybody in white working at labor jobs anymore, at manual labor jobs of any kind. And for years, this has been the story with the, the service sector, at McDonald's and Burger King and so forth. You don't see any white people working there. But it's sort of spread into the rest of the economy, and they wonder why why our country is going down the toilet. Because nobody wants to work. And I don't understand how people can get away without working, because there isn't welfare for everybody. There isn't free money for everybody, is there? Maybe there isn't. I just don't know about it. Anyhow, Julie is our first caller. What do you think, Julie?
I agree with you on so many levels. I just wanted to say thank you about giving the fire coverage.
Oh, thank you.
When there was a fire in Watsonville, I was leaving to Sacramento, and I have a couple of friends who do live in that area, so it was important for me because I was worried about that.
I appreciate it, Julie, but that's not the topic. The topic is, was it classless for the radio station to put out a promo that Michael wrote and delivered, Michael Olson, that said that so many people have thanked us for that, but the real people that need you need to thank are the advertisers of KSCO. Do you think there's anything wrong with that? Because one particular caller to our comment line thought that that was awful, and that was classless on our part. What do you think about that?
I don't think it's classless, no.
Do you think it's good?
Well, I mean, I remember hearing you during the Aptos, during the storms in Aptos, and you got upset because a caller was promoting himself, but...
Right. Oh, thank you for bringing that up. I did get personally upset. I thought that was real classless for someone to call up and say, we're giving a discount for people who have been displaced.
Right.
Well, that's BS. You don't give a discount for people who've been displaced. That's stealing a free commercial on the radio station that depends on advertising. Now, if the person wants to call and say, anybody who comes to such and such a hotel or something, I forget what it was.
It was Sarah Venus or somewhere in an app or Seascape, I think.
Uh huh.
It was funny. So.
Anybody who wants to offer free something so that there's no money at all, now that's a genuine donation. And
right.
We are more than happy to pass along that information and not expect to get paid any kind of advertising fee for it. Okay? Yeah. Gee, thank you for bringing that up because I've been meaning to talk about that on the Saturday special.
As far as laborers, I mean, yes, they're. I haven't seen a Caucasian labor.
Uh-huh. Well, guess what?
The Mexicans.
Guess what?
Who are always working.
Now, we can't verify this because the person isn't here. It's a telephone. But someone named Steve in Santa Cruz, who claims to be a white working guy, is our next caller. Steve, you're on the air with Julie and MZ. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Yeah. You sound like you could be white.
Oh, yeah. I am white.
No, it's few and far between where I see labor.
Hey, listen, when you say labor, that can be a broad spectrum.
Exactly.
But I do hard physical labor every day. I'm a sheet metal contract.
Uh-huh.
And
don't you feel good at the end of the day that you've accomplished something and you've done something healthy for your body and so
forth? Totally. I have always loved hard labor from a child. I would chop wood for fun. Now, maybe they'd say I have ADHD, but it's a good alternative to ruining your body with Ritalin.
Right, right.
But
there aren't too many of you out there, are there? You agree with that, right?
I think when it comes to agriculture, I don't think so. But as far as eating and...
In our particular trade, there are quite a few, but what we're finding is that younger guys don't want to do the job. I'm 46. So, but the problem is the younger guys don't enjoy or even desire any kind of physical effort and get no reward from being tired at the end of the day. So you're right in that respect, but the other respect is this. There is skilled labor and then there's unskilled labor. You know, maybe in the unskilled aspect, it is, predominantly Hispanics, and there's nothing wrong with that. I have a great respect even for a coal miner that sacrifices everything for his family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a derogatory comment, but to progress in any kind of a trade or pay scale, you've got to be a skilled laborer.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're finding is that nobody wants to put in the time or the physical effort to gain the skill. Everybody wants to be the P. Diddy or the computer guy that does nothing for huge amounts of money.
Right. Okay. Well, that probably says. Can I hit send now? Good. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm doing all these things, but I'm trying to email this voicemail to Nikki into the other room, so maybe she can play it on her computer. Anyhow, I think that was a great.
Well, here's the one other thing I did want to say about, labor, cheap labor, is that, I won't say the name of our company, but we do very custom residential homes.
Okay.
And what we're finding is that the labor force now is mostly immigrants. I'd say 75% plus.
Right.
And that's legal and illegal. But what's happening is, you're right, the pay scale is down. But these, a lot of these guys have the jobs that anybody would want.
Yeah.
But I think because they're paid lower, and I don't mean they're paid $5 an hour. These guys may be getting 20 versus 30. You know, these are very skilled jobs.
Right.
And, you know, it isn't just jobs that, for lack of a better term, that white guys don't want.
Yeah.
They just don't get the opportunity because they won't work for the much lower pay scale.
And much lower is $20. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's
Well, when you're working on, $20 million.
All of us around here, you know, should, I mean, all of us around here at KSCO should go to work as day laborers.
Right.
From,
well,
from what you're telling
you know,
me, if $20 an hour is low.
Well, and you know what? I better be careful when I say labor. You know, that's not someone digging a ditch.
Okay.
That's somebody that has a skill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, that you're right.
We have a lower wage than would be average.
Steve, thank you very much for calling. And Julie, thank you very much. And thank you.
Okay,
and how's
thank
everything
you.
In Coralitas?
I appreciate your radio station.
Oh, thank you so much. And we appreciate you,
right,
especially for appreciating. Yeah, because it's you, the callers, especially new callers. Not that I don't like the old callers, but new callers. I mean, I get so excited when we get new callers to KSCO. Let's have some new callers at 479-1080. New callers, like Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary.
Hey there, MC.
you are sort of a new caller.
I am sort of a new caller.
You don't call very much.
No, I don't. But I have 2 points to make on both subjects. Number one, the person that made the comment that it was classless has obviously never been in KSCO when there has been an emergency and we're going out full out to serve our community.
Okay, I have received a fax machine. I have received a fax here. And it says 2MZ. Rosie, am I allowed to say God damn it on the radio? Because that's what it actually says.
Go ahead and say it.
That's what it actually says on the fax here. God damn it. Now you're putting a spin on what I said. I never said KSCO wasn't phenomenal. The great big underline for its fire coverage. In fact, I said it on the air several times. Mr. Olson says the true heroes are the advertisers. Sorry, the true heroes are the brave country folk and firemen, baby, not feathering the advertising nest. Karma prohibited the phone call from playing. Ha ha ha. Oh, well, we're still trying to play that. We're still trying to play that phone call. Anyhow, Rosie, I'm happy that, yeah, so what do you...
Who is the person that signed that fax?
I'm not... The fax isn't signed.
Well, then you shouldn't read it on the air, because if they don't want to put their name to it, it has no veracity, in my opinion. However, that being said, I am extremely proud of what we did in the fire coverage, of whenever we need to come to the fore to cover the community in an emergency. And I believe, as far as KSCO is concerned, our advertisers are our heroes, because they do allow us to be there. I'm not talking about the firefighters. We're talking about KSCO. I think Michael Olson's comments were beautifully worded, and they uttered the sentiments of all of the staff at the radio station.
Yeah.
Because without the advertisers, we don't have a gig.
Right.
So,
And I heard it. I didn't even know it was written. I just was driving along listening to KSCO, and I heard this promo come, and I said, hey, now that's pretty cool.
I mean, I just was in a store now, and I'm in Sultan, and someone I didn't even know knew me came over and thanked me for the coverage.
Uh-huh.
And we're continuing to hear it with cards and phone calls and things. So
yeah.
I think it's...
No, but all this, person... Nikki, are you able to play that? Do you know... she's screening a phone call, so we don't know yet. But I hope we'll...
Well, I'll listen in on the air. But the other point I wanted to make was, you were talking about labor.
Yeah.
When you were unable to do the program on Thursday, Cyril came in, thankfully, and bless him.
Yes.
And he is doing a major kitchen remodel on his home, like a very significant remodel.
Right.
And at the same time, he's also having his home painted on the outside. And he came in and he said... He was sort of eating his words, because he said, I just can't believe it. Any time there's the slightest amount of surf that's up, they don't show up, the people working on the inside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
They go surfing, and they couldn't care less about my job. And he said, on the other side of it, he said, the Mexicans who are painting my house, excuse me, on the outside, show up at 7 o'clock. They take a very brief break for their lunch, and they never stop working. And it was just a very interesting observation that was that he made on the program.
And so, I have observed that, too, actually. It's just it's so sad what has happened. Now, how can people survive? How can surfers survive? Are they all trust fund kids? There can't be that many of them.
I don't know, Michael. They did a lot of couch surfing and things, but did you ever have a job where you did physical work? I know I did.
Yeah, I was a busboy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very easy.
Now,
it's certainly underappreciated.
It was, you know, not too many days after I did it, did someone, you know, the boss come and said, "We'll call you." But at least I did it. Or at least I think she was mad at me because I was mad. I worked my you-know-what off at a banquet, you know, and I didn't get any tips. I knew they were tips. I knew that there were – I didn't get any of the tips. Only the servers did, and they didn't work a fraction as hard as I did. And because I spoke up about it, I think that's the reason they said, "We'll call you." It wasn't because I was a lousy busboy. I was a damn good busboy, thank you.
Okay, boss, thanks.
All right, see you, Rosie.
Bye.
All right, we got other callers, the 479-1080.
I also have the voicemail.
Oh, you do?
It's ready to go.
Okay, now, I didn't... The voicemail is not labeled. All it says is voicemail. So I don't want to have egg on my face and play something that's private that's not supposed to be heard by thousands of people.
Do you want to check it out while I play commercials?
No, you can play it, but just keep your hand close to the button. If I do the cutoff sign through the window,
gotcha.
Then do it, okay?
Cool.
Yeah, watch me, please. Watch
okay,
me.
I'm watching you.
Have your thumb close to the...
Okay, you ready?
Ready? Yeah, go.
Okay.
Mr. Zwirling. I just heard Mr. Olson commenting,
That's it.
About my call to you, which you played for him, obviously, objecting to him whoring out KSCO and the advertising department on the back of the natural disaster of the fire. He said that he got cursed out. Have you ever heard me use a curse word on your line or the radio? And he also said someone said get rid of the bomb. Did I say get rid of the bomb?
Wait a minute.
I don't think this is
the right one. You better cut this off. I think I've let it run too far. There's another one. This is the original one.
I think that's the only one you sent me.
Is that the only one?
Yeah.
Maybe it was the right one. I don't want to get into trouble here, so.
Let's not get into trouble.
Yeah.
Let's answer some
calls.
There was a little bit left, yeah.
Should we play it?
Okay. Ready? One,
should we play it from,
two,
from the,
three.
I mean,
I said it, and so now Mr. Olson, and I actually called him the esteemed Mr. Olson, and now Mr. Olson's saying that he got cursed out, and that the caller asked that he be ejected from the station.
Ooh.
Both inaccuracy. Oh. I'd just like to put that on the record. Thanks so much.
But anyhow, this is definitely the wrong one. It needs to have been the original one. We need to find that.
Yeah, because I think that sounded like
that needs to. Okay.
A reply.
Yeah, that definitely needs a reply here. So while you're looking for that, let's.
Okay.
Actually, we need to come in here and oh, God. This is awful.
Just talk to some people and I'll come in and
Luke
handle
in Santa
it.
Cruz,
yeah,
here. Get me out of this mess here. Luke, you're on the air.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
I was just calling and comment to that you guys were saying that no white people are doing the work.
Right, very few. Are you one?
But yeah, I'm doing work right now. That's why I had to call in. I just wanted to call in and say that I don't think it's a matter of the color, like white people not doing the work. I think it's a matter of class and people that don't have money are willing to do the harder work. I just think that there's less white people in the area that don't have a lot of money. You know what I mean? Like, all my company, I work up in San Francisco, and our company's 90% white, and we all had to start off digging the ditches, sweeping the floors, doing all that, but...
I'm fascinated. But you're working right now?
Yeah, I'm working right in Santa Cruz right now.
And you're able, because a lot of the working jobs, you can listen to the talk radio station, I guess, right? So good. Well, we're happy you're listening to us while you're working. We're honored. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. But 90% of you are white. That's amazing.
Yeah, my company, I mean, not taken away from, I mean, we have a couple Latino guys, and they're they're great. I mean, but I don't think it's a matter of the color of your skin. I think it's more of what, you know, what where your class is. If you have money, if you come from a family that has money, you don't need to do the hard work. And I just think that in this area, there's not as many poor white people. But I think, you know, in areas like where I grew up in Baltimore, and it's a very blue collar town, and everybody does starts off doing labor work. You know what I mean? Everybody you went to school with. And
right.
I mean, it's a
well, anyhow, you certainly have observed what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
and you would agree that the company you work for is very unusual, right?
Yeah. I mean, definitely the more doing the hard stuff is definitely more Latinos, but when, you know, I'm sitting here listening to, oh, you never see white guys doing any of this work, you know, it's not, we're out there, you know, we're doing the work, you know, but I think it's just a matter of class more, and it's sad to say, but Latinos are typically, especially ones that are illegal, don't have any money and are willing to do the harder work, and I think a lot of the white people around here, it's a more rich area.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't have to start off digging.
But it seems to me that in years past, there were white faces who were laborers, and there were lots
definitely.
Of them. And now there's, to me, none of them. It seems like there's none of them. Now, obviously, I've become aware of you and the other gentleman who called earlier today. I didn't think there are none, but they're just so rare. Why is that? Why is that?
Typically, the thing would be like a guy like me will start off, and then he'll work his way up and then, you know, become a carpenter. And then after a few years, start his own business. And then when he's going to hire some guys, you know, he's looking at, you know, it's harder, I think, now.
He's looking at who will do the work for the
It's harder to find a young white kid that's willing to dig ditches all day as opposed to, like, you know, a Latino.
Yeah.
I think it is a fading thing, you know, as time goes on, you know.
Wow. Okay, Luke. Hey, thanks. How long have you been listening to KSCO? How'd you discover us?
I was just flicking through the stations, and you guys sounded like you were talking about something interesting. So I had my headphones in and was just listening away there.
Great. Well, keep listening. Thanks very much.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
Here's
Traffic Lackey.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, Traffic Lackey.
Hey, I'm over here live on 41st Avenue at McDonald's, Michael, and I can't find one friggin' white person behind the counter.
Yeah.
On the sign here, on the door, Michael, as I walk in, it says, Bienvenido.
Yeah.
So I'm walking in now. I'm inside McDonald's. Can you hear the echo, Michael?
Yeah.
I'm in McDonald's, and there's, I just say 9 out of 10 people are not white, Michael.
The workers, or are you talking about the patrons, the customers also?
Well, the whole effing town, Michael. I'm going to order my food here in Spanish. You want to hear me order in Spanish?
Yeah.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Yo quiero, ¿tiene lunch ahorita o a qué hora? 11? They're telling me come back at 11 for lunch, Michael.
Oh.
Yo quiero hamburguesas.
Yeah.
No?
Yep.
Okay, Michael.
Hold the microphone. Hold your phone up to the person so we can get their side of the conversation
hold on a
second. Yeah, this is Traffic Lackey, who is himself Hispanic.
Bueno.
Okay. Bueno. ¿Cómo estás? I don't know what else to say. Anyhow, ¿Habla inglés?
Sí.
Okay. Yeah, we're on the radio now. We're on KSCO Radio, and we're talking about the people who work who do labor, and how there aren't too many white people. Do you agree with that, sir?
Actually, I do.
Yeah, and why is that? Do you have any idea why there are no white people? There aren't many white people who do any work at all.
I don't know. It might have to do with something with, there's actually better jobs for them available than working at a fast food restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Best jobs, you know, things like that.
Wow. So, that's almost, so there's almost a race issue here, right? I mean, that's what it sounds like. But to me, I've always thought of it as the white people just don't seem to want to work. And the non-white people do seem to want to work, at least a lot more than the white people want to work.
Mm-hmm. That's also, it's about 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
It all depends on the person.
Right. For years, I've noticed the fast food industry has been mostly non-white people. But it's only recently that I've that I've paid attention to the amazing fact that in all aspects of the economy and in industry, you don't seem to see any white faces anymore. So anyhow, hey, well, so yeah, so thank you very much for talking to us on KSCO AM 1080. Hope you'll listen to us sometime if you don't already.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hey, traffic locking. Yeah, thank you very much for that.
Michael.
Yeah.
They told me I can't have lunch till 11 at McDonald's, and 50-50 shot I got to order in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't know what it, you know what I think it is, Michael? I think they might be hunting these people because they don't ask for workman's comp and they don't ask for 401ks when they don't even speak English, Michael.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, Michael. It's not the employee showing up. It's the employer's asking for them to show up. Because, you know, you walk into a restaurant nowadays looking for a busboy job, and if you do the interview in English, they don't want you around, Michael, because you might have an attorney. You know what I'm saying?
But don't the others have attorneys too? I mean, not as much as the whites.
No, they got
for sure.
Stand in line at legal aid. Good luck.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. Now you know because you have a background. You have a personal background in fast food, right? Am I right?
Yeah, Michael. I used to be a manager for Kentucky Fried Chicken, and
I think
no
that's where Dave Allen and I first met you, actually. Traffic Lackey, am I right?
Michael, I got to tell you, there's nobody from Kentucky over there. I got to tell you, nobody.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
And if you go over there, learn the word pollo and learn gallina, too.
Yeah.
Muslo is his thigh, Michael. Pierna's leg. That's what we
pierna. Pierna's leg. Pierna, yeah.
You want a drumstick? You say, yo quiero una pierna. You know what I mean?
Yo quiero un pierna.
Exactly, Michael. And listen, Michael, we got to do this on KSU Radio. We got to do Spanish lessons from now on, Michael.
I think we need to do that. Maybe we need to have a Spanish lesson of the day segment.
Right.
Who would sponsor it? Maybe that's the way to get one of these fast food places to sponsor that.
Right. And
get them on the air as an advertiser. We gotta be creative. We can't just say, you don't want to advertise on Rush Limbaugh, do you? You don't want to, you know, you can't do that. You got to come up with a special format for.
Well, Michael, you don't walk in there and go, give me your money. You walk in there and you go, and you play them a demo, and you show them why it's beneficial to them to advertise in your station, not beneficial to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? You walk
right.
in there.
They don't
go,
care about that, and I certainly wouldn't care about that if I was the business owner being pitched.
Right. You walk in there, and you play them a demo of a Lackey show, and you go, this gets huge ratings. And you go, and we'll make you a lot of money. Do you like money? And they go, see. You know what I mean? Because even the restaurant owners are Mexican now, Michael.
You know, I mean, make you a lot of money. Do you like money? And they say, see.
I tell you, it's like Asian, you know, it's like.
They say, see.
Michael, have you been at Aptos? It's Taquerias. In Aptos, for Christ's sake. I can't find a friggin' omelet in the morning. I gotta have a breakfast burrito, Michael.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
it's true.
Yeah, right.
But you know, but they are good. I mean, they wouldn't be springing up all over the place if everybody didn't like them, including all us whiteys.
Right. Well, you know, red apple, forget it. It's manzana roja now.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean, manzana roja. And apples. You like that? Apples.
Okay, traffic. Well, let's put it out there. Do you think it's a good idea? We've got nothing but time, right up another hour and 11 minutes on the Saturday special. If you want to weigh in on that topic, would Traffic Lackey giving Spanish lessons as a specially sponsored segment, and who would be a logical sponsor to sponsor that segment, and when would it be? Would it be in the Drive program or the Noon Balloon? Or give us a call at 479-1080. Okay, Lackey, are you happy?
Michael, I got to tell you, you should go over to Holmes Cheapo and see if they'll advertise. Holmes Cheapo, it's on 41st.
Okay.
In SoCal. And,
they won't. They won't.
I mean?
They
Cheapo.
Won't. No big company will be caught dead advertising on KSCO because they're not allowed to.
Well, no, I went over there yesterday.
They're not allowed to advertise on a local yokel station. The big companies are not. They're all of their advertising decisions are made at their corporate offices, and the corporate offices don't know us from Adam.
Well, I guess you know that guy you spoke to in English in McDonald's. That far and few between. That guy, you know.
Yeah.
That's what his name was. It was Miguel. You know, so you know he just happened to be bilingual, Michael, but he's still Mexican. You know what I mean?
Uh huh. Well, just like you.
Right. Exactly, Michael. And,
right.
And you white people need to learn Spanish because. Forget it, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's going to happen whether you like it or not, because that's what the high-definition television is, Michael. All you white people are going to have to pay for your entertainment, and all the Korean and all the Spanish programming is going to be on AM 1080 for the immigrants who have no money. See, that's what's going to happen. See, your AM today.
Oh, don't say that.
No, it's going
to
be.
You mean to say that it's inevitable? You remember when I announced the station was up for sale in September, when I was all stressed out because of all the hassles and headaches, and it wasn't any fun anymore? You remember that, right?
Right. Well, you more.
Okay, and all I did when you want to sell a radio station, you don't get on the air and say this place is for sale. What you do is you quietly list it with a media broker, you know, that has connections with companies that buy radio stations. I didn't do that. I was hoping that somebody who was bored and had a pretty deep pocket would come forward and say, "Hey, I could take this KSCO thing to the great next level."
Yeah.
And I was hoping that the only way that could happen would be to announce it on the radio. Well, it didn't happen, so we're stuck with the place, it looks like, at least for the time being. And it's probably pretty good that didn't happen, because, you know, if I would have listed with a media broker, I guarantee you within a week the place would have been sold, and it would be a Hispanic or some sort of a foreign language radio station right now.
Yeah, it would be a stereo song.
But you're telling me, Lackey, is that that's going to happen anyhow.
Is that
right?
Of course. Well, no, because they know you white people are established now. You have money, and they want it. So, and you're so addicted to your media culture. You're addicted to your stupid reality show.
No. What I'm getting at is you're telling me that in order to be attractive to any audience at all, I better be Hispanic anyhow, and which means we have to change the format of the radio station. Isn't that what you're saying? Or are you being facetious?
No, Michael, I'm telling you how the media is where the media is going. I'm very serious about this, Michael. Viacom owns Sirius and XM. Well, they own XM. XM owns Sirius now. So essentially, CBS Radio is satellite radio now.
Yes.
That's why none of those CBS personalities will talk smack about Howard Stern, because he's a boss over there now. He's a boss now. He's a programmer. So all you people who hate Howard Stern, he's going to be telling you what to watch.
Uh-huh.
And not, by the way, Michael, if you have no money, they know it. And so they have no reason to try and get it. But if you have money, they're going to tell you, we won't let you watch American Idol on local television unless you get a satellite dish and kick up stairs as a middleman to get your damn programming, Michael. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Ooh,
so
boy.
You people shot yourself in the foot with this technology. There's a whole – you want to talk to – I don't know if I should give my telephone, Michael. It's kind of greasy from the French fryer guy.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if I should give this hobo – I wonder if this guy's working. He's yelling at you. Hear him cursing at me, Michael?
He's cursing at you? No, I don't hear that.
You know, you shouldn't hear it. You don't want that on the radio, but there's a homeless guy walking around yelling at me right now and pretending he has a gun in his hand, and it's his finger, Michael.
Are you serious? You're not kidding around?
He's got a 49er shirt on it. It's a belly shirt, too, and a leather jacket and some cut-off jean shorts and some Nikes from the 80s, Michael. And he's coming towards me right now. How you doing, sir?
What's up,
guys? All right, say hi. Say how you doing in the phone over here. Don't touch my phone, though. Just say, how you doing?
How you doing, Captain?
What's he saying?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Did you hear him?
I was laughing. So he's... What did he say?
He said, hello, Captain. Here, let me come talk. I don't want to get staffed here, Michael, but let's do this one more time real quick.
All right.
Say something.
Just talk. Joe Montana. That's me. Me. Joe Montana.
It's Joe Montana, Michael. He's unemployed right now.
I guess that fits the format here, I guess.
Did you hear him, Michael?
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
You want to speak to some Mexicans from out of McDonald's? I don't know if they speak English or not.
And you're 41st Avenue McDonald's?
41st Avenue McDonald's in Capitola, Michael. This is how you get a plug, Michael. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
You get people to come down here to meet the Lackey, and they see how many people listen to the Lackey, and then they want to advertise with the Lackey, Michael. You
cool. Okay, that's fine with me. That's fine with me. You know, if it's commercial, we'll get it done tomorrow.
429-2222, if you want to call up the fee and tell him, I want to hear the Lackey do crap like this all afternoon instead of that bore-ass Charlie. You know what I mean?
Jesus. Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Are you going to stay there at McDonald's for people who want to come and meet you?
My effing battery's been dying since I've been on hold, Michael. Are you kidding me?
But are you going
to murder me for my change.
Are you going to stay? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Hold on a second.
That's Buddy Holly right there.
He said I look like Buddy Holly, Michael.
You do look a little like Buddy Holly, Traffic
it's
Lackey.
True.
Yeah,
it's true.
I never thought of that until now.
Actually, there were some gangbangers in Southern California who used to refer to me as Buddy Michael. You know that?
Uh-huh. No, but I know that now.
And,
thank you. I would stay there if I were you for another hour or so. And if you say that you're going to do that, maybe some people will come down.
All right, I'll stay here, Michael.
Okay, because you obviously haven't been exterminated, you know, during the last 5 or 10 minutes, and I can't imagine if it hasn't happened by then, it's not going to happen, I don't think.
Right, why don't we do this, Michael? I'll periodically check in with you throughout the program, and, if you see me on a hold, you go right to me so my battery won't die, and, you know what I mean? And maybe I'll get in a fight with Ben and Salinas out here or something. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe her will come out here and have me deported. I have no idea.
Okay. There goes traffic light. Hey, don't we have some commercials, Nikki? We do have some commercials.
We sure
as well
do.
As well as some karaoke and yep. a new K's commentary.
Yep, we've right? got it all.
Okay, so let's do the commercials now.
All right, here we go.
Stand by.
The marine debris that is collecting in our oceans is a symptom of a much larger water pollution problem. Hello, I'm Tim Goncharoff, Waste Reduction Coordinator for the County of Santa Cruz, with some thoughts about how we can protect our oceans. The first step toward finding a solution to marine pollution is to recognize the role our everyday consumer lifestyles play in creating marine debris, then looking to what each and every one of us can do to help conscientiously. We can bring reusable materials to the beach and recycle everything else. We can avoid burning wood pallets and to discourage others from burning them as well. Be part of the solution. Put litter in its place. Can it to help keep Santa Cruz County beautiful and our oceans healthy.
You've heard of the Valley of Girls, right? Well, I'm the Valley's guy. Hello, I'm Jason Madani, realtor with American Dream Realty on Highway 9, just outside of Felton. The Valley is where I use my skills and extensive knowledge of the area to assist and help you when you buy or sell a home. So when it's time to buy or sell in the Valley, call the Valley's guy. That's me, Jason Madani, 831-234-6683. Or MadaniProperties.com.
My name is Mike Pesciotta, and me and my wife, Natalie, used Jason Madani to sell and buy our first and second house. When it came time for my wife and I to move away from our starter home and into our dream home, the first person we sought out was Jason because of his experience in the Valley and elsewhere.
I deliver results. So when it's time to buy or sell a home in the Santa Rosa Valley, call the Valley's guy. That's me, Jason Madani, realtor with American Dream Realty on Highway 9, just across from the high school. 831-234-6683 or MadaniProperties.com.
It's football in July as Santa Cruz County takes on San Mateo County in the 4th Annual Lions Bowl High School All-Star Football Game. Join AM 1080 KSCO Saturday at 5 as we broadcast live from Cabrillo College's Carl Conley Stadium. Or better yet, bring your radio to the stadium and get in on some hard-hitting high school football in one of the most entertaining sports events July has to offer. And this year, there will be halftime cheerleader competition between Santa Cruz, Scotts Valley, and Aptos cheerleaders, and that alone would be worth the $10 price of admission. The Lions Bowl High School All-Star Football Game this Saturday at Cabrillo College. Kickoff is at 5 p.m. Tune in to the live broadcast on AM 1080 KSCO, or go to the stadium and get in on some of that great Lions Club barbecue. Brought to you in part by Outdoor World Stores in Santa Cruz, Capitola, and Monterey. We gear you for adventure. Bay Federal Credit Union, serving all of Santa Cruz County. Wherever you're headed, Bay Federal Credit Union can take you there. And Lloyd's Tire Service, with locations in Santa Cruz and Freedom. Lloyd's Tire Service, because so much is riding on your tires.
It's Bud!
Real estate made simple.
It's Bud!
Have you seen the Bugs? Efficient, practical, simple, fun. These cars embody the Bug Realty philosophy. We don't drive high-profile cars and demand high commissions. Bug Realty gives you a friendly, no-nonsense, full-service brokerage to save you money whether you're listing or looking. Get your piece of the American dream. Let Bug Realty show you how.
Call 831-706-8419.
Real estate made simple.
I'm Marianne Collins of Bug Realty in Santa Cruz. Get your piece of the American dream with Bug Realty's three-step renter-to-owner program. Bug Realty is real estate made affordable and simple for you. When you see the Bug Realty bug around town, give me a honk or a wave or call me, Marianne Collins, 831-706-8419, or on the web at bugrealty.com.
Real estate made simple.
That's no good. that's no good. That's not, I mean, it's just, it's the rhythm, but it's not the real thing. Can't you get the real thing?
I'll look for, I'll keep looking, but this was the cheesy version.
Are all those, are all the other karaoke for Herman's Hermits similarly cheesy? Or,
sometimes.
Is there any real one?
I'll check.
Try something with Roy Orbison or something, you know, In Dreams, that's a good one.
Okay, okay. Yeah, okay. I'll check it out.
It's got to be real. Not this cheesy stuff.
All
right. Time for the legal ID. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11:01. Here's Fox News in progress. Why bother?
You mean you don't want to?
No, we really should.
We could just do part.
Really? Want to just forget about the news?
We could. No, I could do it for a few seconds, and then we can do Kay's commentary.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Crisis, but tenacious firefighting efforts have the flames on the run.
We've had over 1,700 fires at one point. We now have that reduced down to a little over 300, of which 82% are now contained. And we're receiving help from all over the world right now.
Henry Renteria heads the governor's Office of Emergency Management. And he's not kidding. There are people and equipment from Australia and New Zealand, Canada and Mexico, even Greece now involved. Governor Schwarzenegger's ordered another 2,000 National Guard members to join the 400 already on the fire lines. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
In 1979, my husband and I were in China just when our two governments agreed to trade with each other. The Chinese people were dancing in the streets. I wondered how all this would play out. The agrarian country was now becoming a world trader. Fast forward to 2008. In our eagerness to trade with China, it became, and still is, a lopsided way. It's called free trade, where one side only benefits. Along the way, somehow we seduced ourselves into giving up our own industries, which had kept us independent. We thought being a service-oriented society would be okay. The U.S. has really been living in a fool's paradise on a phony economy. Now we are world dependent. We have helped China to become so wealthy that she owns us because most of all her profits are in billions and are invested in our nation. A recent interview in Barron's, the financial periodical, is very compelling. Listen, quote, "We haven't been through anything like what we're going through now, probably for more than 20 years. We've been able to convince the world to lend us and to provide us with goods that we don't produce anymore and that we can't afford to pay for. And now the problem is big, especially since the real estate bubble. We borrowed so much money from abroad that our trade deficits are now enormous, and our industrial base has been allowed to decay for so long that we can only survive in this economy thanks to the charity of the rest of the world. The U.S. is now an empire that is sustained by borrowing from friends and anyone else who will give us credit. Our creditors hold hundreds of billions of dollars, but the dollar continues to weaken, and our foreign creditors could take a huge loss in their dollar holdings. To compensate, some of our foreign friends have formed sovereign wealth funds made up largely of dollars. These sovereign wealth funds seek to unload some of their dollars by buying up tangible assets. A recent example was Abu Dhabi's sovereign wealth fund by buying New York's Empire State Building for $900 billion. Neither McCain nor Obama will ever mention the problem of the U.S. empire living on borrowed money. This is the biggest problem facing the U.S. today, unquote. Are we now a global mess? Can it be the slow drifting to globalization whereby countries try to work together and delegate so there is no duplication? A sort of global dependence? Did our national leaders err by encouraging us to give up our own industries? If all this is true, our leaders are withholding this information, at least until after the election. Perhaps we must resurrect what worked for us before, that is, our own industries, and reject our dependency on other nations. This is the path our forefathers vigorously admonished us to take when our nation was created. We must, however, factor in that the world is now different than ever before. Once the world had workers in the millions. Now, with China and India in the world market, the global workforce is in the billions. So, the inflation of workers creates resentment and competition. The stage is set for the inevitable confrontation of China and India versus the U.S. and Europe. And how that situation plays out remains to be seen. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Good morning. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Here's your Central Coast forecast for this weekend. Today we're having some drizzly, smoky, and haziness this morning. And in the afternoon, it will be partly sunny with a high of 74. West-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 57. The west winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high near 75. West-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For your Monterey Bay boaters forecast, the northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves will be 2 feet or less. Northwest swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. And tonight, the west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east after midnight. Wind waves will be 2 feet or less. Northwest swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. On Sunday, the northeast winds 5 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. And the wind waves 2 feet or less. Northwest swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. Got some current temperatures for you. Salinas is at 68 degrees. In Watsonville, it's 64. And in Monterey, it's 61. Here in Santa Cruz at KSEO Studios, we're at 64 degrees. The official time, 11:08 and 18 seconds on this Saturday, July 12, 2008. Up next, the second hour of the Saturday special, so you better stay tuned. This is KSEO 1080, and I'm Nikki James, and here's MZ.
Indeed, you better stay tuned. Wait a minute, don't let that go. Now, I can live with that.
I can live with
Blinded by the Light.
It's
a wonderful song.
I love that
song. It's not the original, but it's close enough so that I can do it if you can get me... The lyrics.
Okay.
Can you print out the lyrics sometime in the next few minutes?
Yes, I can.
And then bring that back up, and I will do Blinded by the Light. I will do that. And I always wondered, I can't wait to see the lyrics, because do they talk about douches?
You know what?
They talk about douches.
That douche line has always confused me.
Yeah. So do you want to see it too?
I mean, do. Yes.
You think you'll be able to get the lyrics on the internet?
I can get any lyrics. In fact, I printed out a couple just right now. So
get that one.
I got to answer these phone calls. So if you want to play the intro, that'd be
perfect. Bleep the phone calls.
Bleep them?
Bleep the phone calls.
Bleep.
Okay. All right. Nothing's more important than getting the lyrics for Blinded by the Light. Manfred Mann, was it? Is that who did that?
I think, you know what? I got to check this.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, maybe it wasn't.
I got to check it. Blinded by the Light.
All right. Look, I will start the second hour
here.
Okay,
cool.
Because you were kind enough to set me up to do the second hour phone jingle. Here it is. See?
Oh, hello, darling. To hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Yeah. Yeah, someone named Thomas Milkarek sent me an email. It says, I have a hard time taking you on your station serious when you have Fox Lies for a news service.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio 5.
And then it gives me a link to some YouTube video, but which I would click and play it now and take a chance that it doesn't have any profanity in it, but my damn computer isn't playing audio, and we got to fix that. Anyhow, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station and mine. Isn't that a coincidence? AM 1080 KSCO. Hi, Nikki. Have you got the lyrics? Not quite. Okay. Well, you'll break in when you do. And do we have any callers? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we do.
We have a ton of callers.
Just pick them up. Just like cold pick them up.
Really?
Don't even know who they are. Just
okay,
cold.
Like this ringing one? Who is this? Hello, you're on the air. Who are you?
Hey, Mike.
Richard. It's Richard and Watsonville.
Yeah, it's not douche. It's deuce.
Yeah, I thought it might be deuce or douche, but...
Come on, man. We had a good program going here, and then...
You know, this...
Are you sure it's deuce? Are you
sure? I think he's right. Why would they talk about douche in the lyrics?
A lot of people do weird things.
Really?
A lot of artists.
Well, that's why they call it Spirit in the Night. Wrapped up like a deuce, not a what a douchebag. You know.
Well, now I'm gonna
see. You know, I mean, we're gonna spend an hour talking about, you know, whether we should get advertisers for disasters or what.
Yeah, of course we got to get advertisers for disasters.
Why,
of course.
Why in the hell can't the emergency alert radio system kick in and then we get money from the government for doing? Nobody else does it. Nobody else stays on the air. I have no idea why in the hell you even stay on the air now. You know, when we have disaster?
Because that's our job, man. It's
well,
our job.
You think it is.
Yeah.
You've made it your job, but not no more.
Oh. No, Richard, no, I don't want to be bitter like that. I mean,
no,
if people,
no, everybody
no,
else
don't it always
like
seem
that,
to go
Mike?
That you don't know what you got till it's gone?
You
if I were to
me,
say you won't have...
Me.
If I were to say you won't have KSCO and the Zwirlings to kick around much longer...
Yeah.
You know...
We'd have someone else.
You think so?
Well, I don't think the next people would go ahead and stay on.
Yeah, you're
when
probably
a
right.
Disaster.
Yeah, you're probably
right. You look
right.
at the rest of the media around us. They took off when the 5 o'clock whistle blew, didn't they?
That's exactly right. That's
I mean,
exactly
why,
right.
Why even bother?
None of the other media are worth a damn. It's just
well,
you know, and the people are so stupid they don't even know that.
It's not worth Olson's time getting on trying to capitalize for it for money.
Oh.
I mean, you want money, let's go get the tax dollars that, you know, are driving all these other people that are making money off it. And they have no trouble coming down to the station and telling us what's going to happen on 4th of July weekend, and they get paid for it.
You know,
we
you're
don't
right,
get
Richard.
Nothing.
You're right. We don't get nothing.
No, Rosemary's got to call up and justify what? What did she justify this morning? She didn't justify a damn thing except why she's got to come down there Monday through Friday and not take phone calls when John Laird's on the air, not take phone calls when Abel Maldonado's on the air. People,
well,
we
wait, wanna, you don't want to interrupt there. You don't want
to
interrupt the segment, do you?
I mean, yes, we do. We want to ask questions. Rosemary's not asking the right questions.
I see. Well, I think what's happening here is that none of these people will come on if they're made to feel uncomfortable whenever they're on the radio.
What's worse than that is when they've screwed up big time, like this last fire, and they won't come on. But yet they're more than happy to call up and say, "Can we answer any questions?" You ask them questions, they don't know. They want to refer you to somebody else.
I gotcha. Okay.
It's really a shame, man.
You know, Richard, I have to agree with you.
I mean, you should be getting paid from emergency alert system whenever we go to an emergency alert. Otherwise, why does the police and the firemen and everybody call us?
No, I don't agree with that, Richard. I don't agree that we should be, like paid by the government? Is that what you're suggesting?
You are the government when it gets down to a disaster, aren't you? You're about all that's out there, Mike.
Well,
unless
I think
you
they,
watch,
people
Jeopardy.
Sure call us, you know, for PG&E information instead
that's
of calling
right.
PG&E.
PG&E used to have a guy named Scott was the spokesman, remember?
Yes.
Well, he's gone. They don't have a spokesman. Now PG&E, all they want you to do is pay your damn bill and shut up, Mike. They don't want you saying anything. They're going to tell you what to do.
Well, that's right.
Look what we're doing here in radio.
What?
We have it where we go out and get commercials from advertisers. Then you got the government people that come in and think that they own the place.
Yeah.
Now, when they started thinking that they own the place, is when I started thinking, what gave them that right to even, or gave them that idea?
Thing called power. You know, when somebody gets elected, they don't do their job that they were elected to do. They start campaigning to be reelected. It's the most important thing in their lives.
Yeah, but you are never around when we have a campaign, are you?
Yeah, I'm around.
Yeah, you're around, but I mean, you're not in the campaign. You're not involved in a certain campaign.
Correct.
And you don't like the fairness doctrine.
Do not like the fairness doctrine.
Well, you know, maybe you should think about it again, Mike.
That I should start liking the fairness doctrine?
I'll tell you something. When everybody's coming at you with money to put their stupid little spot on so they can win their little election.
No, the fairness doctrine is not about that, Richard.
Yeah,
the fairness doctrine is you have to do what you get paid for now. You have to do it for free.
Mike.
That's why I don't like the fairness doctrine.
You don't have to do it for free. And we never did it for free before, but everybody did say, everybody did advertise, and everybody did pay the same price. And we didn't play favorites with nobody.
Well, we don't play favorites with anybody.
Oh, the heck we don't, man.
We don't play favorites with anybody,
Richard.
We'll
take their money, but we'll put their ads someplace else, right?
No, we put the ads right where they're purchased.
Well, I hope so, Mike, because
absolutely,
you're the only one that's doing it on the radio. And I get so tired of seeing my buddy Mike Zwirling getting beat up by the government because they want to advertise for free. They want all their information out there for free. And then we have to have someone like Olson come up and back it up with an ad thanking everybody, and we don't need to thank anybody. Then nobody really needs to thank us. We're just doing our stupid job. I mean, you know,
okay.
Come on, Mike. That's all it is.
All right. Thank you, Richard. Scott, in the valley of the same name.
Thank you, MZ.
You have waited so long, Scott.
You know, like I say, you know. Anyway, no worries, Michael. It's an honor. At an international business convention, I learned from an Australian that America is unique to advertising. You can't really succeed here without advertising. So I would say, you know, about the promotion, okay, just very quickly, you know, the word hero is much overused. Actually, it means those who risked their lives for others. If there's any heroes in this fire, it's those who cleared their land without permission. But the backbone, the soul, the heart, the engine, that's who these people are, you know, of KSCO, these advertisers. So instead of sending $25 or $50 to KSCO, I would suggest why not spend $50 for, I think it's a one-minute spot, and introduce your company to the invisible friends in Radioland. You know, it turns out that they're real, we're real, and so our needs and our wants and our money. And of course, it's cheaper by the dozen, but why not just one spot, call Michael Olson, you know, and introduce people. When people see your business that they've heard on the radio, it creates this psychological circuit. And you've got this validity.
I'll tell you, you know, you're right, Scott, because we have found that a tour of our facilities, you know, just charms the hell out of people, and you got them.
I disagree with you about, huh? I wanted to tell you, I disagree about big advertisers not advertising. I've heard, well, Subway advertised for a while, and then they opened another shop.
No, let me explain something.
Outdoor World, Michael.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
No.
That's a big
company. No, it's not.
Company.
It's a local company,
yeah,
just like us.
Yeah, but how many do they have? At least two, I know of.
Yeah, I know. But that's not what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about big companies, I'm talking about McDonald's. I'm talking about this. And even once in a while, you'll even hear ads from those companies on our station. But they do not contract with us. They contract with a big network. And instead of paying us, $40 or $50 for their spot – and sometimes less if they buy by the dozen, as you say, they're paying maybe an ad on Rush Limbaugh last time I checked cost about $30,000 for one ad played once.
Yeah, what an opportunity.
One 30-second ad played once. That's about $1,000 a second. But that's going out to what? There are 600 affiliates, including us. Now, we don't get any of that money at all. We don't get any of it. You know, and I'm not whining. I'm just stating a fact. We don't get any of that money. We give our airtime to the owner of the Rush Limbaugh radio program, plus a a pile of cash every month
for the privilege
of being the exclusive franchisee in this radio market for the Rush Limbaugh show.
Yeah, there's only a 1 in 3 conservatives, and they're all tuning into KSCO. Mm-hmm. And also the wise liberals.
Well, we want everybody to.
Yeah, no, and the wise liberals that want to know how the enemy thinks. And people being converted all the time, I'm sure. You know, Charlie has an effect on people. I'd like to see Dave have his own show. But before I go, MZ, there's one thing I want to talk about the, you know, there's no question that Mexicans make good workers. But, what I've experienced in my private businesses in yard work, also hauling, gardening, landscaping, tree trimming, I haven't been a fruit picker, but there's a lot of pickers around here, is that the market's been flooded by Hispanics, you know, and even fruit pickers, I know he looks white, he's actually Hispanic, but he looks like a cop, actually, white as a cracker. And he was bullied out of fruit picking, and people actually stole some of his boxes of fruit. And, for example, I know a friend of mine who dealt newspapers, who delivered them, and suddenly the Mercury hired a Latino in charge. And he was paying half of what he used to pay to deliver. So my friend no longer delivered, but only Mexicans were delivering, at that half the pay. That'll probably go up slowly after that. But also, you know, of course, after being here a while, then they own their own companies, you know, which is natural. But I think the effect it has is mostly on blacks and, you know, and poor whites and entrepreneurs. You know, I just find other markets, but... that's something to consider.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. This just in here, an email from Reggie to MZ. Oh, this is comment number 2. Where's comment number 1? Here we go. Well, there's comment number 2 and there's comment number 3. There's no comment number 1. Reggie, resend comment number 1. I'll read 2 and 3. I deeply resent the use of the word work, in quotes, to mean only manual labor. Bookkeepers work, veterinarians work, some office workers work, hard, etc. Come on, Michael. Okay, Reggie, I agree with that. I didn't make it clear enough that I was talking about manual labor. And then that's not the only way to work. After all, wait a minute. Wasn't I talking about Nikki and me working very, very, very hard? I mean, we're going to need a vacation after this program.
I think we should.
Yeah, because we've worked so hard during this program.
We need it.
In fact, I think I need it already. I might not even make it to the end of the Saturday special. But, yeah, Reggie doesn't like my characterization here. Here's number 3. And he's the guy who called Olson's bit classless was engaging. I believe in willful misunderstanding. Michael might have worded it a bit awkwardly, but I think it's obvious that he never meant to say that the real heroes in the whole entire fire situation are the advertisers. Isn't it obvious that he was saying that if people are going to call KSCO heroes, they should give credit to the advertisers for making KSCO possible? Excuse me. It's terrible. It's that croissant which it's repeating on me. If Michael had indeed been saying that KSCO's advertisers are more heroic than the firefighters, that would have been ridiculous. But anyone with more than 2 brain cells knows that he did not say that. Okay, thank you, Reggie. That was Reggie's comment number 3. I can't wait for comment number 4. Let's see. Oh, trees in Santa Cruz County. Good morning, MZ. A wonderful idea for a show would be on the history of trees, of the trees in Santa Cruz County, and why they are here. Well, they're here because of God. Everybody knows that. It goes on to say, there is a local educator, historian, author, Sandy Lydon, who would know when and possibly why groves of non-native trees were planted where they are. Mr. Lydon would be a great guest on your show to educate us all. I heard... of a reason that the eucalyptus was planted in the county was for windbreaks and to prevent malaria. I listen to your Saturday special and the Noonski Balloonski all the time. Best regards, Dave from Ben Lumen. Thank you, Dave. We've had Sandy Lydon on, I guess not in a while. Thanks for reminding us. Sandy's great. He's a wonderful, high personality person and knows an awful lot about history and so forth. So we'll put Rosie and Rick on that you know, first thing top of the week here. Joe Vile, day laborers, et cetera. Many of those day laborers are getting government housing, Medi-Cal, food stamps, et cetera, which is why they work cash, legal and illegal residents alike. That way they keep their benefits, so even working at a lower wage, they still do better than honest working stiffs. And yes, I'm a white working stiff. As for the Olson ad, it didn't bug me enough to call or otherwise complain, but it did seem to be a case of exploiting the fires for the sake of promoting the station and its advertisers. But you got to do what you got to do to pay the bills. Dick and Pinocchi. Well, we didn't do that to pay the bills. In fact, I didn't even know about that. Like I said, I heard it, and my impression as a listener, not the owner of the radio station, but as a listener, was that it was a pretty neat ad to hear, you know? So there's another follow-up facts here. Go traffic, Lackey. Well, there are radio gods. You thought hanging the serial faxer out to dry on the Saturday special was a good topic. Went over like a colonic explosion in a spacesuit. Mr. Olson said on Vernon's show, A, I cursed him on my voicemail. B, I called for his dismissal in the voicemail. And both A and B are complete lies. If you can find A or B in my voicemail, I'll kiss your butt on Pacific Avenue at noon. P.S. Rosie. If you listen to what I said, there was nothing derogatory to the advertisers either. Really? And I guess it's no secret now that that's Serial, who's very upset about all of this. Isn't it interesting how people are so emotional, people on both sides? I think Olson heard things that weren't said, and I think Serial Faxer might have been insulted over things that were not intended, if said. You know, I don't know. I guess we should put that to bed.
I totally agree with you, actually.
I think we should put this to bed. I really think people, God, people get real upset over it. I was walking with Olson. We do these walks for, you know, exercise and to sort of, you know, catch up on what's going on at the radio station and bounce ideas. And I was telling him how I read a story in a local paper about what an amazing job another paper did for the during the fires, and how everybody tuned into the website of this local paper. And I was really offended by that, because not a word was mentioned about KSCO. So I'm telling you, gang, egos are just, they really get in the way of a lot of stuff. That was my ego getting out. And I said to Olson, I thought about firing a letter off to that, you know, publication that made that story. And he said, why bother, you know? And he's right. He's absolutely right. Why bother? You know, when you are willful and you let your ego take control of you, you know, you use up a lot of energy for nothing. Really. I don't know. I keep saying, if I ever write a book, it's going to be all about egos, because it's a fascinating subject about what ego. People will do amazing things for their egos. They will do much, much more for their egos than they will for money or for survival. Much more for their egos. Just amazing. Okay, better late than never here. Well, you know, this is something that was forwarded to me, and it's just too long, so I'm not going to read it. But if you want to send an email, it's mz@ksco.com, always. And I've got it up on the screen right now, the email, if you want to. And we have a full board of people. How could I forget that? So who's been waiting the longest? Probably Tina and Salinas. Welcome to KSCO, Tina. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
I had two comments. One, Michael Olson's promo. The first time I heard it, I thought, you know, I was kind of hit upside the head.
Why? In what way? He turned it around.
Well, I just thought it was odd, you know, how he turned the whole fire thing around to the advertisers, because I wasn't expecting the ad to go that way.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, well, you know what? People need to remember that, you know, as much as we would like radio to be free, it's not. And we need to remember the advertisers. So I was cool with it. But it did get my attention.
So originally, you agree with Serial Faxer, actually. Your first impression from that ad was, what? What are they? That's
Yeah, it was odd. I thought it was odd.
Interesting.
Okay. I wasn't offended. I just thought, that's odd, but that's cool.
Right.
All right. And then my other comment is about the day laborers.
Yes.
You know, you don't see well-to-do people that are successful out there looking for, you know, day labor. What you find are people who are at the lower rung of the economic scale. As people become more successful, they don't need to do that type of thing. They make more money doing other things, so they hire the lower people. And as the lower people go up the ladder, you know, they're not going to end up on the corner anymore.
Well, that makes perfect sense, but why? But everybody starts out, most people start out poor, white or brown or black or whatever color. And I'm just wondering why I don't see any whiteies at all in the labor pool.
Well, because they get their education and they don't start out doing the day laboring. Now, that leads into your friend, the traffic. Whatever he was, the traffic guy.
The traffic lackey. And if you want, I'll tell that story, but go ahead.
He suggests that we all learn Spanish. I suggest he get on the radio and teach his compadres how to speak English. And that will help them to become upward mobile.
So you're all in favor of English as a second language being taught in the schools, presumably, right?
I think English should be taught as a first language.
But
my daughter went to Hungary. She went to Budapest, Hungary in her senior year of high school. It was a private deal. And she went to a Hungarian high school. The only English they spoke was in English class, and they didn't speak very well. So they were happy to have some English-speaking girls. It was my daughter and her friend. In 3 months, my daughter was speaking really good Hungarian.
Wow.
In 3 months.
Yeah, well, that's immersion. You know,
yeah.
I tried to do that I didn't immerse myself for long enough. I went to Morelia, Michoacan in Mexico in 1978 because I was in the video production business, and most of my clients, I mean, my just about 100% all the time client was the Department of Education, and I was doing video productions, making documentaries about migrant education, where people go to school here, you know, and then they in Watsonville, Pajaro area, San Jose, and then they move with their families back to Michoacan, Mexico, where they have a similar Mediterranean climate, and they grow strawberries there too, and their education is as a result disjointed. So there was this thing called migrant education that probably still exists. And man, I as a video producer back in the 70s, you know, I got a huge client out of that, and it was really fun. And my job was to make documentaries that help get the program funded next year, you know, and to train, to do the staff, what do they call it, staff development training and so forth, in-service training, I think they called it. We were using video way back then. Anyhow, I don't even know why I brought that up.
Immersion.
Oh, yeah, immersion. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. So I decided that since I was going to be, you know, speaking, you know, working more and more with Hispanic-speaking people, most of whom were bilingual anyhow, so there was no communications problem.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of a neat culture, and I figured, gosh, I'd heard about the best way to get to know a language is to immerse yourself in it, go live with a family, which I did for a month, and it was a blast.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just sort of thick, and so not much of it rubbed off.
You need 3 months. But she would go home to an English-speaking home, and she still got it in 3 months.
Wow.
So this whole thing of dragging these poor kids through, you know, not teaching them English in our public school system, they just baby these kids along.
You think ESL is a bad thing, and there should be no ESL, but they should be forced to immerse in the language of our country, which is English, not English as a second language, which is set up for them.
Ever pull a Band-Aid off of a hairy arm?
Oh, it's awful.
You know, do it all at once, the pain's gone.
Uh-huh.
If you try pulling it out one hair at a time, you know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
So I think that we're really doing our Hispanic kids a real disservice.
Hey, Selena, it's Tina. You know, with that with that analogy about pulling a Band-Aid off a hairy arm, that makes me think you're a really smart person.
Okay, why?
I don't know. I just, because it's right. You drew a nice parallel, right? Now, I don't have a particularly hairy arm, but it's hairy enough so that if I did that, I would know what you, I would agree with what you said. You know, for sure. How long have you been listening to KSCO, and how did you discover us?
Oh, I've been listening for years and years before you took it over, when we had the big earthquake and KSCO was the emergency broadcast.
Were the lifeline. Even KGO's towers fell down. We were the only ones left on the air, really.
Yeah, so it was great because it was so clear. I mean, there was no interference, you know, anywhere else. And I listened to Rush Limbaugh. And I listen to Charlie sometimes when I have the radio on at night.
Okay.
I must say, though, I hate the singing of that song in the morning.
Oh, on Friday?
Always
look on the bright side of life.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
You just don't like the song? I mean, because it's real positive. I mean, it's a
I think that it's run its course, and it's no longer amusing.
Okay, we'll make a note of that for Rosie and the gang.
Okay,
thank you, Tina.
Okay, thanks. Bye bye.
See you. Bye bye. Oh, can this be true? We're supposed to take Peter V, but Traffic Lackey is at the flea.
Hey, Michael, I'm at the flea market now.
Oh, flea market.
And I got my very good friend Alfaro here, and he wants to talk. Hold on, Michael. Alfaro wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Alfaro, you want to talk in KSCO AM 1080? Here you go, Michael.
Hey, my name is Alvaro Rubio. I come in and sell produce at the flea market.
Yeah.
And coming over, we sell mangoes, everything. You ever said mango más grandes que yo?
Uh-huh. Can I come to the flea market after the show?
Yes, why not?
How much does it cost to get in?
Saturdays is $1.
Only a dollar?
Yeah, $1 at the Santa Cruz Flea Market.
And that's at the old Skyview Drive-In. That was closed for a while, and everybody was mad, and then the people who closed it decided to become heroes by opening it again. Okay. All righty. Well, hey, thank you very much. I haven't been to the flea market in a while. Maybe I'll go, because I need to buy some things.
All right. Okay.
I do. Thank you very much.
Okay. Y pásale, lleves limones, yes, for $1?
Yes.
All right.
Limones.
Limones, Michael.
I love limones.
Monday?
Hey, Traffic Lackey, I thought you were...
Michael, you get 10 for a dollar right now, special, if you come down to the flea market. And Alfaro is, if you come in the entrance and you turn left down the first produce aisle, he's at the end. There's a truck here, Luna Produce, Michael.
Okay.
And 10 lemons for a dollar, Michael, right now at the flea market.
Okay. All righty. Okay, listen, I think I might head over there, okay?
Right,
I appreciate
the call,
but I thought you were going to be I thought you were going to stay at McDonald's. What happened?
Well, what happened was I was chased out by Harold and a group of ICE, officers, Mike.
Oh, okay.
I heard a siren. I saw a truck, and Harold was on the front of it like a gay dude with a...
You decide...
Harold was on the hood of the truck like a gay dude in a tank top going, woo! You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. You decided that you needed to HA, huh?
I ain't got the hell out of there, Michael.
Yeah,
so I'm over here with my people hiding out. I'm embedded, Michael.
Okay.
All right, good.
Are you going to be there for a while?
Yes, we're hiding in the shadows in one place over here at the flea market, Michael.
Okay.
You can't find us.
Okay. Thank you, Traffic Lackey.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Michael.
All right, bye-bye. Here's Peter V. Hi, Peter V. Thanks for waiting. You're on KSCO.
Big Z.
Hey.
I bought my Michelin tires from Lloyd's Tire Service on River Street. Those are the hardest working, honest guys in Santa Cruz.
That's great.
I bought my first tire from Lloyd himself, and his son now runs the business. He's the hardest working boss there is in Santa Cruz.
Is that Larry?
That's right.
Yeah.
And
you know, come to think of it, you're absolutely right. Those guys are great. But now that you bring that up, I haven't heard them on as an advertiser in a long time. We better do something about that. You should next time you go in there, you need to say, hey, we miss you on KSCO.
I'll make that a point.
Okay,
I have a suggestion
for
a radio program.
Okay.
The truth you can't handle or understand with a Traffic Lackey.
Okay.
Dining and Dancing Around Town with Nikki and Dave. the sweethearts of KSCO.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the Sunday special with Michael.
We should do a Sunday special.
That's right. It's not enough time for just Saturday to fit everybody in.
Oh.
I think you do a great job on Michael and Nikki. She's so sweet.
We like to have fun. And Nikki has handed me some lyrics here, but I've lost them. Oh, here they are. Okay. Peter thank you so much. Love it. I want to leave you on for the rest of the show since you're pouring out, ladling out compliments.
Well deserved, Michael. And I'd also like to comment your mom for comments. This last time around are spot on.
Uh-huh.
As we find ourselves being sold down the river without a good oarsman.
Yeah.
And again, everybody needs to learn and live frugality, because that's what's coming right around the corner for all of us, Michael.
I guess you're right.
Well, I just leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that. Thank you, Peter V. Appreciate your call.
Talk to you later, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Here's Dave Allen. Hi, Dave. You're on.
Turn this radio down.
Yeah, turn the radio down. Yeah. What's up, Dave?
I think that the first caller who can answer the quiz, who's buried the Grant's tomb, should win Handy Bib.
Oh, yeah. I've got a Handy Bib. In fact, I got two of them that you gave me.
That's right.
Have you seen the Handy Bibs?
No, I have not.
I'm going to go into my office and you do a tap dance with Dave while I'm getting the Handy Bibs.
Oh,
so
okay.
I can describe it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Dave. Let's
Dickie,
tap.
Dickie.
So, tell me what you think.
Where'd Dickie go?
Can you hear me? Dave,
Much better.
Can you hear me, Dave?
So, Dickie.
Yes.
Hello.
I can hear you, but apparently you can't hear me.
Oh, yeah. Am I on the air?
Yeah, okay. You're on the air.
Oh, good thing I don't cuss.
Yeah.
Nikki, let me turn my radio up here. Here. So I can hear you. There.
There you go.
Have you ever had avocado pie?
I have once, and it's one of my favorite pies.
It's like avocado ecstasy.
It is. Oh, my gosh.
I have a secret recipe that me and my crew developed.
Yeah?
Way back before you were a twinkle in your dad's eye. You might drift.
Yep.
But it's exquisite. Like, yeah. We perfected back.
Okay.
Really?
It says Handy Bib. It comes in handy. Congratulations. You can now relax whenever, wherever you, quote, feed your need. Handy Bib has it covered. Care instructions for Handy Bib. Remember, Handy Bib is 100% absorbefacient.
Absorbent.
It says absorbefacient.
Oh, absorbeficient.
Oh, okay. Absorbeficient.
Yeah.
Terry Cotton.
By the way, I looked that word up. It is a word.
Okay, and Handy Bib is a bib, not a diaper.
That's right.
So just wash cold, warm water, gentle cycle, dry, medium, low, remove immediately, and roll, fold for compact ease. Now, that's the band that describes it. Now, I wish I could slide this off without tearing it so we could give this away as new.
Well, wait a minute. Don't open it up.
Okay, don't. Well, I want to open it up so I could read.
So we don't think that was used. But it is a bib, not a diaper. You do not have to soak in bleach and, you know, hot water scum.
Someone will think it's used.
This didn't come from, this not come from convalescent home. You don't need
it. Does look used. It does look used. I haven't opened it, but I'm going to rewrap it in the green tissue paper.
Well,
green is my favorite color, by the way.
Anybody can go online to handybib.com.
Yeah.
Finally, a bib for adults. Not geriatrics, adults.
And how much does this sell for, Dave? $7.95?
Yeah, right, sure.
What is it?
$15 for shipping and handling.
Why did I think that? Oh, something else is $7.95 at Dave Allen Productions.
Karen Bimber.
Okay, whatever. But handybib.com?
Yeah.
H-A-N-D.
You know what? I got tired of going. I know people, they go out fine dining, just eating a dashboard dinner, and we're tired of trying to put those. You know, it's the economy or the state of the art of the world, but napkins are getting measler and measler when you go out to dine.
That's right.
And you got to put paper napkins, always rectangular shape, or you got to grab a rag napkin, tuck it in your shirt. You still, you slobber, you eat it. As you well know, once you try one, once you get over the 10 seconds of feeling a little bit awkward, within seconds you feel relieved.
That's right.
You can now eat like a slob. Don't have to worry about it.
I always have a bib, and it's the what do you call it? It's the measlier and measlier paper napkin.
Right. Now, if that lady at McDonald's had a handy bib, she wouldn't have roiled her coochie. She would have to sue for billions.
That's right. Well, she probably is happier now since she won. So, you know, in her case, if she would have bought your handy bib and not scalded her privates,
now Nikki did have head guard woman like to see her comments on the handy bib. Where's yours? Your glove box, I take it.
It's in the same place in my car. It's like I'm a homeless person who lives out of his car the last month or two.
Did it come in handy?
It did come in handy.
You're going down the road, slobbing a bagel or whatever it could be. Don't matter. Banana.
Yeah. And what's neat about it is that it shows little drips of drabs. What it is.
Or it comes printed, pre-soiled.
Yeah. Pre-soiled.
That way, when you slobber, you look like a pig.
Okay, listen, gang, we're not kidding around here. We're serious. Dave has invented this and other delightful things, but this is the real thing that's going to make Dave a multi-millionaire.
Would that be nice?
And he deserves to be a multi-millionaire, ladies and gentlemen. Dave has been to hell and back with his health problems and so forth, but he still keeps a wonderful, wonderful sense of humor and lust and zest for life. And he's a brilliant guy. So go to Handy Bib. Is it Handy?
B-I-B-B. Either way, H-A-N-D-Y. But people might think, oh, they're the really handy camp. So I mean, both ways. It all goes there.
But is it B-I-B or B-I-B-B? You have that covered too?
B-I-B. Bib.
Handybib.com. Yeah. It's a delightful thing. And, yeah, whether it's $15.95 or $35.95, whatever it is.
So 15 bones even.
Buy it.
You know, I know a woman who, I don't like to mention who, but she owns a company, high-profile food industry company.
Yeah.
Over in Gilroy area.
Yeah.
And her, some highfalutin associates from Schilling were dining at her famous rib place. And she pulled out her bib. They all cackled. They laughed. It breaks the formality.
Uh-huh.
And within a second, people walk by and go, oh, I need one of those. You need what I
want. Everybody needs one of those.
That's right.
Everybody does.
Put it in your car and slop it in the car. Anyways, I'll let you go back to your show.
Thank you, Dave.
I derailed it enough already.
Wait. You can't hear Nikki unless you turn up your radio.
Okay, Nikki, speak.
Dave, yeah. I want avocado pie, so make me one.
I have a Zeke recipe. I just might do that.
Okay, I'd love it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Dave. Caller wants to know why Richard and Watsonville always says we. When did he buy into the company? Richard didn't buy into the company, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, he is part of our family as much as and has always been. I mean, this guy has been written about in a book all about talk radio. I mean, he's that much of a classic character himself. And we are honored that Richard listens to us as much as he does and participates on our station. So I consider him we. I consider him we. And he's considered himself we for a long, long time. Harold N. Aptos, you're next on the KSCO special. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Traffic, lackey, tobacco, wacky, bi-cracky.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into something serious here, a little satire.
Okay.
Just wrote this up minutes ago. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall while perversions of free trade squawk down the hall. Is there law or anarchy? Citizens are panicky. All the president's power and all the president's withal couldn't stop global West Side economics and 1 billion Catholic Spanish-speaking Southerners from coming over the wall. I'm almost finished. To the USA, will we fall? Get another job, you say, the greedy trader calling. But the dispossessed American has to eat daily, and education can take years and years. The apocalypse enthralls. That was the end of it. Do you have any questions?
Did you write that?
Just wrote it.
Seriously?
I wrote satire before, but we're at the mercy of the host, and it's a lot of work, and all of a sudden the host, you know, never know what the topic. Now, you give the topic, but somebody, do you want me to mention another one of your hosts? Because I like them.
Okay.
Okay, V-Cubed.
Okay.
Now, all of a sudden, he read something the night before his special yesterday, whatever, and he decided, okay, this is going to be my topic. And one of the callers says, I wished you would tell us in advance what your topic was, because we have to come in right out of the cold. So you do your Saturday special usually 2 days in advance. You'll give us some idea.
Yeah, 2 or 3 days. We were hoping to get a topic set on Monday, and I got real busy, and by the time I realized that I hadn't gotten a topic together, it was already this morning.
Okay, one thing serious, MZ, I want you to think about this, because I know you buy this West Side Al type of free trade economics, and I'm going to debate West Side someday on this, because he's a bright guy on paper. He's street dumb. Okay. That's what he is. But I want you to realize that south of you, from Mexico to the tip of Chile, South America is Spanish-speaking, 1 billion of them, and they are Catholic, one religion. So if you think you have to worry about Muslims taking over the world, you think about that, you people, over the weekend. This is what we're trying to close our borders to.
Yeah, but Catholics are not a violent, it's not a violent religion.
You don't know history.
I do.
Oh, boy. What do you think Nostradamus had to speak in quatrains for? Because if he said the wrong, if he said with a traffic lackey or I say, we would have been killed by the church. Yeah, I know you said that as satire, and I appreciate good satire. I noticed Monk Rude hasn't written anything later. Are you and Kay watching DeCenzo? He's brilliant. And, of course, the great George Carlin.
Brilliant. You're talking, you're saying a guy was brilliant who wrote a cartoon that had my mother with a swastika on her sleeve. That's brilliant.
And I'm got me too. And Kay has a great sense of humor, and I know you thought that was funny too. So yeah. And George Carlin is, what's better than brilliant? I read some of his stuff. It's absolutely brilliant. And Kay says he wrote all of his own stuff.
Yeah, but people have been sending emails saying that she incorrectly attributed that last thing to George Carlin. That's happened before, because when people send stuff to Kay that she thinks is really good on the internet, she passes it along in her commentaries, right? And sometimes, you know, it's wrongly attributed or something, and people get all mad, and then she says, why don't those people get a life and understand that it doesn't matter that it wasn't said on Tuesday, it was said on Thursday, or why does it matter that it wasn't written by George Carlin, it was written by somebody else? It's the message that counts, you dopes.
That's true, and most of them don't realize what satire is. It's a serious subject, but you're trying to lighten it up and make it funny is what it is. And the last thing I had to say about Carlin, the original character I saw him in, was the hippy-dippy weatherman on Laugh-In.
Oh,
you remember that?
Yeah.
Now, you might know something before that, but that was his first character. And even then, he was brilliant. I name a subject, and he comes up with this brilliant satire, you know, much better than myself or
Monk
Rude.
That's true, yeah.
Almost as good as Kay.
Okay. Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, MZ.
Take care. Here's Rich and Salinas. You're on the Saturday special, Rich.
Yeah, it's a good lead-in. Speaking of Kay, where are those Kay's comment CDs?
I know, we say we're going to do it, just like I said, we'd be doing serial faxes on the website, you know, but I realized afterwards that unless it's right next to a textual description of the program itself, it won't mean much to see these cartoons. We need to get a webmaster that I can make some sort of business deal with. I'm not going to have a staff of people. I can't afford the staff that we have now at the current rates. You
probably
know?
Somebody out there that you can work out some kind of deal. And
I would like to do a deal for somebody who not just who knows how to build a website. Even I could build a crude website. I don't have time to maintain it and have it and freshen it all the time so that people have a reason to keep coming back and back and back. We want to have thousands of people listening, or hundreds of thousands of people. Well, that's probably not realistic. But with the internet, with worldwide streaming, it probably is. Let me ask you something. Would it be a value to you, Rich, to have a Rich and Salinas at KSCO.com email address? Or is that just sort of like a gimmick?
I don't have a computer, so it wouldn't do me any good anyway. No.
Okay, well, maybe somebody else out there. Would it be a value to be able to and it wouldn't have to, you wouldn't have to check a new email address. We could just send it to your existing, you know, so you know,
and
you could just give out your email address, so-and-so at KSCO.com. Just
okay.
To be part of our family, you know. You don't have to be a programmer or an advertiser. You could be a listener to be part of the KSCO family and have your own KSCO.com email address or something.
Then you can, I guess, what do you send out the upcoming information to everybody then or something? You do it on the station? Or?
Yeah, when we get our act together. Okay. But, hell, we don't even know what's on the same day. Like
and
now.
Speaking of the other thing that I keep bringing up is, remember you had that conspiracy program on?
Yes.
Remember I suggested you have a afternoon coast-to-coast program?
Yes, yes.
The conspiracy hour.
Oh, that
you
was you. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I know just the person who could do that, too.
Who?
Glenn Van Gogh. He'd be great. He'd be great.
Well, whoever you can get, because I think that'd be great, because if you know it's successful, it's already a format.
Yeah.
You just have to figure out how to make it successful during the day. And you got more listeners during the day than the nighttime.
Right, right. Okay. So, thank you, Salinas Rich.
And then syndicate it. Okay.
You take care. Shirley in Santa Cruz, yes. You're on KSCO.
Thank you.
Hey there.
I listen to KSCO all the time, and I appreciate your programming. And I want to say anyone that can't sign their name to a fax or what they say is a coward.
No, no, no. This was serial faxer, but he was a little sensitive about, you know, being hung out to dry, and so I was sort of protecting his...
he did sign his name.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
he did.
I
it was just... Yeah.
And then I wanted to phone in earlier and let you know that the 4th of July program was absolutely, positively wonderful for me. I sat here and cried through part of it, and it's the best Independence Day program I've ever heard. I want to thank you for that. And
great.
I'm just wondering, too, MZ, is it? Huh?
Yes.
I wonder how many white men are firefighters.
Great question.
I would
like to find that out because
we talk about white men don't do hard work.
Yeah.
You know? No, I think...
Thanks for bringing that up. I saw a lot of firefighters because I was reporting on the fire. It was not too far from where I live in Mid-County, and there were a lot of white guys.
You bet. My grandson is a fireman.
Right.
They took him out of Fremont and sent him up north.
Thank you for bringing that up. Thank
you. So we need to say we have a lot of white hard workers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, thank you for your programming. I love your station. I don't know what I'd do without it.
Appreciate it. We don't know what we would do without you and our other listeners, for sure.
And I do strive to buy from those that advertise with you.
Thank you much.
So there you go.
You have a good one. Have a great weekend. Joe in Pacific Grove. And wait a minute, Nikki, we have commercials? And what about Blinded by the Light? There's no time.
I know. It's so frustrating. What should we do?
Cancel the next program. No, we can't do that.
Oh, shoot.
No, we can't do that.
No.
We can't do that.
People will be angry.
But they're not here yet.
They're not, so we'll just keep on rolling.
So, Joe and Salinas, or Pacific Grove? Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, real quick. What you're on. Real quick.
Michael Olson was great, and the Catholicism will bring peace to the world.
Boy, you were quick. Thank you, Joe in Pacific Grove. What about the commercials? Let's play the commercials we need to, then we can go out with Blinded by the Light, followed by That's All, Folks.
You got it.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
When it comes to decorating your home with tile or stone, you simply must get it done right the first time. Hello, I'm Monica Beverly of Santa Cruz Tile and Stone.
And I'm Troy Beverly. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone makes natural tile and stone available and affordable to homeowners, architects, contractors, interior designers, and realtors. Listen.
I'm Jim from Ben Lomond. We had Santa Cruz Tile retile our entry hall. Excellent service from helping us select the tile to a design layout and finally the installation. No problems at all.
Traditional ceramic tiles, granite, travertine, and marble for backsplashes, countertops, and bathrooms. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone makes them all available and affordable.
Get it done right the first time with the Diamond Certified Customer Service Experts at Santa Cruz Tile and Stone. Visit us at 1800 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz or at sctileandstone.com. We are Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, a proud member of the locally owned business community of Santa Cruz County.
What would you get if you combined the great taste of that breakfast drink Tang along with 187 different vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes added in the healing properties of green tea?
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Long-term sustained energy without the jitters. It helped people lose weight and gave more cellular nutrition.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
831-429-2300.
Hey, I admit I'm competitive. How competitive? Let's just say I consider earning travel rewards a serious sport. Luckily, this summer, I'll rack up 1,000 Choice Privileges bonus points with every stay at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn hotels. Just book at choicehotels.com, and you can earn big with Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn, too. But you better hurry if you want to catch me. On your mark, get set, book at choicehotels.com.
Members earn bonus points when paying qualifying rates. Reservations must be made at choicehotels.com with arrival between 6-1 and 8-14-08. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
There's two things almost everyone does almost every day, and Showcase Shower Door can improve both of them for you. Hello, I'm Chris Phillips from Showcase Shower Door in Santa Cruz. It's true. We all take a shower, and we all look into a mirror almost every day. It's our job at Showcase Shower Door to make those simple tasks as enjoyable as possible for you. Listen.
I'm Lauren Spencer. I've been a realtor 22 years. A house has to make a really good first impression. I hired Showcase Shower Doors to put in a glass shower door for me. I would really highly recommend Chris Phillips to any of my clients.
Showcase Shower Door will improve your day by upgrading what you do every day. We'll be happy to come to your home and give you a free estimate on a new shower door, mirrors, or any glass work your home needs to feel good. A proud member of the locally owned business community, we are Showcase Shower Door, 831-234-1983, or showcasehowerdoor.com.
Why is this so slow? Come on.
Goodbye.
You ever feel like your computer's out to get you? Getting tired of weird tech support?
Hello, you have 30 seconds to fix your computer problem. Go!
My computer has a virus.
Okay, Jess, can you please remove the motherboard?
Motherboard? What are you talking about? Can I please talk to an American?
I know about American. How about Dale Earnhardt Jr.? He's a good football player, no?
If you're in business, you know it's very important to have quality computer tech support. Somebody who can communicate effectively. At User Friendly Computing, we repair and prevent system infections and crashes for your peace of mind. We can help you with spyware removal, computer networks, PC upgrades, new computers, and virus protection. You'll find us on the web at friendlycomputing.com or call us at 423-9653. If your computer isn't user-friendly, call User Friendly Computing for PC service, 423-9653.
You've heard of the Valley of Girls, right? Well, I'm the Valley's guy. Hello, I'm Jason Madani, realtor with American Dream Realty on Highway 9, just outside of Felton. The Valley is where I use my skills and extensive knowledge of the area to assist and help you when you buy or sell a home. So when it's time to buy or sell in the Valley, call the Valley's guy. That's me, Jason Madani, 831-234-6683. Or MadaniProperties.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Vogler with Vogler Builders. We have purchased and sold several properties with Jason Madani and have found him to be very responsive to our needs, knowledgeable, and have been very impressed with his ability to close on time and to handle all my needs. We will definitely be using Jason's services again.
I deliver results, so when it's time to buy or sell a home in the Santa Rosa Valley, call the Valley's guy. That's me, Jason Madani, realtor with American Dream Realty on Highway 9, just across from the high school. 831-234-6683 or MadaniProperties.com.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Your source for news, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, it didn't work.
It's really hard. Plus, Donald Davidson is in here making me self-conscious.
Oh, Donald.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised to the hamburger stand out. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes the T-bird away.
Well, she told her... I lost my place.
Oh, great.
Wait a minute. I'll catch it. I'll catch it.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
You look like a nip now. You look like a nip.
Wilds with Chase now. They say, oh, you drive like... And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes the keyboard away.
Till her daddy takes the keyboard away.
I'm going to stay caught up to the rest of the song here.
You knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since you took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through
now. Shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't
have
lied.
And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
And we'll have
fun, 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 till the daddy takes the T-bird away.
Do a little practice, we might actually get semi-good.
Hey, that was awesome.
Okay, so I guess this, we got to tell people this is KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose, and we do have to... Oh, you have it. Oh, I have it.
I got it ready for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm using the wrong mouse here. Let me make sure.
All five of the mouses
here
there.
Here goes.